Hi, this is Erica Schultz.
And Claire Connolly.
And you're listening to Adrian Has Issues.
Hey everybody, welcome to Adrian Has Issues. As of this recording, I need to sleep, so are the kids, and as is often the case with me, I usually stay up a little bit to get some editing done on podcasts, maybe send out some emails. Originally, like when I would take breaks in doing this, I would usually just do something like watch like a YouTube video or mess around on Twitter or something as I just kind of like take a break in between editing and things like that, but tonight, I figured, you know what, let me just listen to some music. I figured if I keep it low, I can still at least hear the bulk of the editing and just take care of everything as I often do. Spotify, like, they usually do, like, those daily mixes or daily playlists that are, like, auto-generated, and like any other algorithm, they're usually based off of the things that you've already listened to. If you're lucky, it's a good mix of stuff, but this particular playlist tonight, it was wild because song after song, hit after hit. And at first, it was a really nice nostalgia trip because I'm thinking to myself, I love these songs and it really takes me back to this very hyper-specific era in my life. It was a lot of stuff like Japandroids of Montreal, Bishop Allen, Passion Pit. It was a nice little throwback. And what started to happen, though, and what often happens with music is, I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing. And sometimes it's a little difficult to sort of articulate and quantify, but it's very difficult for me to listen to music passively. With each song, since most of them were recalling this very particular era, I started thinking back to where I was mentally and physically. This is going back to the spring of 2012, maybe even winter that year. During that time, I had actually moved back home after living on my own for about 2.5 years. And I admit, I was not at my best at this particular moment in my life. But in trying to cope with that, I realized I was getting back heavily into music, which is, you know, in retrospect, that sounds like not a bad thing to get into. But I really got immersed in music in a way that I hadn't done in a long time. So discovering things like Last.fm and Spotify and Pandora, I had started a music blog, Hops Nobbery, which a version of it exists now on the Adrian Has Issues website. But even before the website in its original form took hold, I mainly was just in a mood where I just did not want to be home. And a lot of times I would find myself on a train heading into Hoboken to Maxwell's when it was still open. Which Maxwell's is a pretty awesome, or was, I should say, a music venue in Hoboken, New Jersey. Listening to this playlist, I was transported back to me building playlists at home, putting them in my iPod, blasting them on a train, heading into Hoboken, and pre-gaming at Helmer's, which is a German restaurant across the street. And after drowning myself in Hefeweizen and stumbling across the street to Maxwell's and just absorbing myself in just this world of just loud, abusive music, letting the music just take hold and just take me places. On one end, I think to myself, well, maybe I was letting my concert hopping be a mask for how I was feeling. Like, instead of really dealing with my emotions of being back home and having a lot of what I wanted at the time blow up in my face, I was letting all that go and hiding behind the concerts, hiding behind the music, and even some of the beer, even some of the alcohol. But it wasn't all just partying. I started building what essentially was the building blocks of, I would argue, not only just that particular blog, but also the website. You know, in that time I made a lot of connections and was like a regular at some of these spots. Not even just going to Maxwell's, you know, even going someplace in Brooklyn, even some more local shows and meeting some of the people there. I started something that I didn't expect. At first, it was just something to do. And I figured, well, if I'm going to constantly go to like Maxwell's or even like Clash Bar in Clifton, New Jersey, I wanted to sort of write about those experiences and build something around it. And at first, maybe I thought it was just justifying a reason to be out so often and so late. But what I was really doing was finding my place again. In a way, music has always been a force in allowing me to do that. So you're probably asking yourself, why do I bring this up? Why is this such an important thing to mention, much less even take time out to record and articulate? I guess the short answer is, music has been and always will be a very important part of my life. And what I really wanted to do with that love of music, and I've been doing it in my own small way as of late with both a new podcast, Talking Like a Teen, and even episodes of Adrian Has Issues, is finding ways to give back, so to speak, to not necessarily performers, but also just an art form that has given me so much. Now, another thing that I also want to articulate is the fact that I know for a lot of people, I'm considered a comic book podcast, which isn't inherently true. It originally started out as a pop culture podcast, but a lot of what I discussed was comics because that is one of my many passions. Much like music, it has been a very integral part of my childhood, my adolescence, and even my adult life. But something that, and using an analogy that my partner Arlene has often used, is I wear so many different hats, and I'm so very passionate about many things, and music is definitely one of them. And I've been wanting to do more with that. But with that came a bit of a fear, a little bit of a hesitation, because in doing so, I was initially worried that somehow I was alienating the comic book base and the community that has supported me for nearly 5 years of podcasting. Actually, even more than that, counting the early show. And I didn't want to make some sort of declaration of saying I wanted to explore more of the musical side of my passions without people thinking that I was somehow abandoning comics or abandoning any communities or letting anybody fall by the wayside. And I assure you, that is not the case. Because much like I explained in the last mini-sode entitled The Dream Gig, my muse was pushing me in a different direction, and I wanted to find a way to express my love of so many different things, and some of those things may not always involve comics, which I imagine some people may feel very strongly about that, some may be okay with it, and some people are probably very much like, yeah, right on, that's cool, I want to hear about that. Because something I always do love is learning about people, whatever it is they do creatively, or even personally, how music drives them. And something I think is cool and something I've noticed more is creators of comics have been curating their own playlists as an extension of the books they're creating, whether it be playing like a soundtrack or maybe just music that they were listening to while they were writing or drawing these books. And I think that's important because something I've also learned about art, creativity, and all of these things that I talk about on a weekly basis, it's all connected. And someone very dear to me, and I hope he's listening, told me this much, is that everything's connected. Whether it be indirectly or directly, nothing exists in a bubble. Nothing that we do exists in these small spaces where they don't interact or at least aren't informed by something else, like tangentially. And that's what I hope to continue to do with the podcast. And I understand that maybe there haven't been as many episodes as of late. And summer's always rough because, you know, life happens, the kids are out of school, but that doesn't necessarily change how committed I am to them. So with Adrian Has Issues, I want to do more to cultivate my love of music, much like my love of comics, which will always continue, my love of film, TV, whatever the case may be. And I just want everybody to know that I will still do my best to highlight the people who have influenced me without even realizing it and still have a space for those conversations. And that doing one doesn't necessarily mean that I'm ignoring or brushing aside the other. And I also hope that you check out my other podcast, Talking Like a Teen. With this show, it's me and my good friend and frequent collaborator, Ashley Berge. We met, almost like 6 years ago, pretty much doing what we've always done, is talking about our love of hockey, our love of the music from our formative years, you know, like pop punk music and our peak indie shit, much like our peak scene shit. I do thank Ashley and Eileen especially for not necessarily giving me the permission, but allowing myself to be comfortable in doing it, because I really thought about, is this other show something that I really want to do? And a lot of it was just, well, why not? I have so much fun doing it, and it's a little bit different than more interview-based shows on Adrian Has Issues. And it may not be everybody's cup of tea, and I know sometimes we get a little inside baseball about certain things, and you just got to come along for the ride. But I hope you check it out. I hope you give it a chance, much like you've given Adrian Has Issues a chance. And also, we haven't forgotten about the Latino experience, and Eileen has always been an integral part of the show, of this website, of this podcast, and she's been doing great things with the blog she's been releasing, and we're doing some other great things content-wise that I think you're really going to love. And with these things, we've built, and I don't want to necessarily say a network per se, but we built this nice collective between myself, Eileen, and Ashley. And especially you, all the listeners, like, I feel like I have this cool team. It's, in a weird way, what I've always wanted, but didn't always feel comfortable in going after. But much like back when I was concert hopping in Hoboken, and I don't necessarily want to get lost in the nostalgia and always trying to chase those moments, but finding ways to reconnect with something I love very dearly. We're working our best to expand our horizons and to continue to bring great content that is entertaining, thought-provoking, and insightful, because that's something that'll never change. Whatever it is we do, I hope that you come along for the ride. And I hope that you continue to listen to us. And for those who have, I thank you so much. Time is just as precious a commodity as anything else. There are so many hours in a day. So if someone is taking 10, 15, 20 minutes to an hour to listen to one of the podcasts that we do, or reading one of the blogs that we do, or even reading our tweets and sharing them, that's time you could be doing anything with. So the fact that that time is taken to listen to us or read anything that we put out, I have to respect that. And I want to make sure that that's known. And thank you from the bottom of my heart. And while Ashley and Eileen are not here, I hope they don't mind me speaking for them also by saying thank you. So Latino Experience, you could check that online at adrianhasissues.com/thelatinerd, which is thelatinerd. And then you can also check out Talking Like a Teen, which is adrianhasissues.com/TLAT podcast. And that podcast also has a Twitter account, which is run by me, which is also at TLAT Podcast. And the handle on Instagram is also the same, TLAT Podcast. Now, if you're on Twitter, and if you want to follow that, you'll be talking to me. And the insanely brilliant and awesome Ashley will be handling all the Instagram. So any and all feedback is appreciated. Let us know what you like. Let us know what you don't like, and obviously just be constructive and be respectful. But I always want to hear what people think about what we're doing and ways that we can improve, or maybe ideas that you had, or what was part of the podcast you thought was funny. Let us know. And Talking Like a Teen is also available on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. And the Latino Experience is available on Stitcher and Apple Podcasts, as well as Spotify. And again, just thank you for supporting us and all that we've done, because that means a lot. And well, that'll do it for this mini-sode of Adrian Has Issues, and we will see you next issue.